Hello, everybody. It's AP, and guess what day it is? It's Thursday.
Very random. That
might not matter to you at all, but got a decent show for you today. Nice little song. We got, you know, Would You Rather, of course. We're going to talk about the presidential election. We're going to talk about NFL, NBA, all that jazz. So get ready to dial in.
Do you want
music?
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
And when I do it. My spoken word the truest. Use my lessons to influence. Bought it, packed it, then I flew it. Swear this lingo more than music. Triple Pringles, then I blew it. Flying foreign, damn Florence. Compton Cow, this ain't Torrance. Zigzag full of flower. Shot to Steve, he's my florist. I stood tall when at my poorest. Stay humble at my riches. Humbled by God's forgiveness. Wasn't sure if Big Dog was listening when I begged for repentance. Erase some niggas off my shit list. But ever ready with that kill switch. Go ahead and play me soft, I get you off. And I ain't talking about no pow pow. See me, I'm not really loud. See me out, just take off, dog. So you might want to turn it down.
Oh, mamas, bro.
And when I do it.
Chuck's gang affiliated.
Chuck gotta be gang affiliated.
No,
he did that a little too well.
Chuck's gang affiliated. So
you've attended some meetings, huh?
Nah, he's been watching some movies. Chuck's a blood, everybody. So if you're a Crip, do what you gotta do.
Oh man.
Welcome into the show. It's Melted Chocolate, episode 37. That's Tyler Hispanic. Shout out T Spank.
Shout out T Spank.
It's your boy. AP, and over here, You can't see him, but that's Cody.
What it do?
And over there, Charles Peter.
I'm actually sitting across from him today. It's kind of very off.
I got to keep y'all on your toes.
How y'all doing today?
I'm sore.
Why are you sore?
Leg day.
Big leg day.
Big leg day.
Your boys are in the gym.
Got to keep them chicken legs in
shape. Except
for
Chuck.
All the time.
Something that's just naturally in shape, I guess.
Chuck, get yourself in the gym, dog.
What do you mean? I'm already in shape, bro.
Apply it lids.
What do you mean? I'm in
the Anyways, gym. How y'all doing today?
That's pure hate.
I already asked that. How are you doing, Chuck?
I'm doing all right. You don't know why? Because it's the first day of OVO season.
Oh, yeah. It's spooky season, man.
AKA spooky season.
It's spooky hours.
That's crazy. We got 20 days.
Tell what, AP?
Glad you asked. Until my birthday.
Oh.
All right.
Until Kobe year.
To that big 2-4.
2-4.
Going mama mentality.
All right. So, as usual, we got Would You Rather. It's on Cody today. So, what we got?
All right. Would you rather deadlift or do farmer's carries?
Oh, real simple. It depends on like the sets, because with farmer's carries you can't really do reps.
But you can walk farther.
Yeah, I know. So it depends. I haven't really done farmer's carries, but
does it matter what type of deadlift I do? Like, can I do Romanian deadlifts?
You can do whatever deadlift you want, but
I'm doing the deadlifts.
You like Romanians?
So much easier,
bro. He's Greek.
Easier.
Yeah.
So you like to cut corners.
I mean, it's just easier for me to perform. I want to get the form right.
Look at him.
That's how you get.
Look at him stumbling, games. Rolling down the hill.
Is
look at him.
Form.
Now he's gonna try to come back and clean it up.
Form overweight, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is true, but I prefer the sumos.
Sumos?
Sumo deadlifts. I'll go with deadlifts too, because just for the fact that I don't do farmer's carries. I'll try them out though. I got leg day again Saturday, so maybe.
They hurt your hands more than anything.
You get them
though.
Calluses?
That
I had a nasty one right here.
All the blood leaves your fingers, so like they all numb and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us when you get calluses on your calluses.
I'll let you all know when that happens.
Is that supposed to be an achievement? Yeah, I'd
Chuck?
Say so.
You got calluses on your calluses?
When I used to really kill it in the gym, yeah.
Used to.
What you doing now?
I'm told y'all, I'm in shape of a circle, so I'm just chilling.
No, we that's unacceptable.
I'm not taking that.
That's unacceptable.
Get your ass in there, Chuck.
It's unacceptable.
I shall.
All right, big day today. It's Thursday. We normally record on Wednesdays, but yesterday we had to watch the NBA Finals. That's why we didn't record for all of you.
Priorities.
Folks. No, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter why we didn't record yesterday, but we're recording today. Speaking on the NBA Finals, the Lakers and the Heat are in the finals, and last night the Heat got mollywopped by the Lakers.
Yeah.
What are our thoughts?
The Heat are hurt.
Oh, Chuck's a Heat fan, by the way.
You see how he tried to cop the police store early? Mm-hmm.
They did. They lost Dragic, and Bam might not play game two now.
What happened? What happened to him? Didn't
Chuck,
look.
Chuck went to the police store mad early. Like that was his first stop.
I mean, I'm not gonna like cap. Like the Heat are hurt now.
Okay.
And the first game, like literally everyone got hurt. You even saw Cody?
Yeah, I saw Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy's ankle?
Yeah, he rolled it twice.
He rolled the hell out of that ankle.
He rolled it twice.
Mm-hmm. And but, then I didn't see what happened to Dragic, but I know Bam was hurt from the last series. He's got like some AC joint problem thing with his shoulder, so I don't know. It's not looking good.
Well,
I heard the tests were negative for Bam though.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's good at least.
Yeah.
Suck it up, Bam. You can recover after the finals.
I'd hope so.
What would Kobe do?
The Lakers are playing the Heat well, though. Like, they're putting AD and LeBron on him, and it's making it really hard for him to score or even play defense.
Who?
The Lakers. On Bam.
Oh, well, I mean, Bam's not near the caliber of Anthony Davis, so.
Yeah, but I mean, he's 23.
But still, it's Anthony Davis. You're going to get bodied.
And they put Dwight Howard on him, too.
Yeah, and come on now.
He getting bodied down there.
I mean, it's not like, oh, no, he's not yet. He's getting bodied. But
his cheeks are getting tapped down there.
It is what it is.
No, yeah. But I originally said Lakers in six, and I put heavy emphasis on the six.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's looking like Lakers in four, buddy.
Oof.
Yeah, I'd at least like to get five games, but it's looking like a sweep.
That's what it's looking like early.
Take the brooms out.
It's only game one, but from what I saw last night, I don't know.
I personally don't care who wins the finals. So,
for me,
Knicks.
This might go in four though, just because it seems like at least all these teams have urgency to get the hell out of the bubble. At least at this point now, they've been in there for how long now?
Long time.
Just so they can start up in January or December?
They ain't going to do that.
So how's the season going to work? They're going to take a whole year off and start off next October?
They won't do that.
But then what? Is this just how basketball is going to be now?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be a short turnaround so they can get back on track.
I feel like they'd have to.
Because the season normally starts in October.
Mm-hmm.
So the finals finish.
They might shorten it like they did with the lockout.
Okay.
And then get back on track next year.
Oh, just play a smaller regular season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad. Probably better for the team too, or all the teams too.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of LeBron and the Lakers, his son. Did y'all see the video of his son smoking the blizzy? Or whatever he was smoking.
Man, he's smoking a blee.
And so I saw someone post on Twitter, and it said Bronny's four wins away. He's three more wins away from getting the ass whooping of a lifetime.
Bruh, that's you. I think LeBron has been out of trouble his whole entire career. No baby mama drama, no cheating, no none of that. He been good his whole career, and then his son come in and
just ruin it.
Oh man, that's all right.
You think that ruined his chances to go pro?
Hell no.
No, not at all. No.
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 Yeah, I guess if that was anybody else's son, it'd be.
I mean, it's legal in California, so it's
Yeah.
That is true.
But he's also underage, so I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do y'all think LeBron's gonna stay in the league long enough to play with his son?
That'd be super dope. That'd be dope as hell.
He'd have to come off the bench though. He's gonna be dumb old when he gets to the league. Cause he's in ninth grade now.
I don't think he's that young.
10th, 11th, 12th, 1 year of college.
He'll be close to 40.
Yeah.
He might not even, well.
How old is Bronny? I thought he was a little older than that. I thought he just got done with his freshman year. Like.
Well, then he has 3 more years left.
Yeah, I was told he has like 3 years till he makes it to the NBA.
Yeah, because you have Fred Jr.
So he'd be 39.
Sophomore, junior, senior, and then 1 year of college.
Could he skip college or no?
No, you can't do that anymore. You have to at least play 1 year.
You can skip college.
Not no more and go straight to NFL. Oh, I mean, the NBA.
That's what LaMelo's doing.
Yeah. Well, he went overseas and did all that.
Yeah, he'd be doing that.
So, but you'd have to do. You can't go straight from high school to the NBA.
No, but. You wouldn't have to go to college.
Yeah, he can go overseas and play a couple years over there. LaMelo's sweet, though.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Yeah. LeBron to Bronny on the Lakers?
That'd be dope. That'd be hype just to, like, see that.
That'd be cool.
Like a whole generation.
I feel like it'd only be, like, one season, though, and then, like, LeBron would, would retire.
Yeah, just for just to say, I play with my son.
Just to say it happened, I play that one game and then retire the next day. Like
one game?
Yep. Like, yep.
It's it. Ooh, yeah. It's time to hang it up.
We made history. Everybody got their pictures, so we.
What if he somehow gets to play with D Wade's son, too?
I heard that's like the goal. I mean, that's not impossible.
Yeah.
Didn't D Wade's son get caught up with some girl?
I don't know.
I think I saw something. A girl made a TikTok about it. The girl that he cheated on his girlfriend with.
Man.
And she posted, like, pictures of him and her on the TikTok.
Oh, so this is just child's play.
Oh, so you're keeping up with the latest high school drama.
Hey, I got my fingers on the pulse. Social media.
I got the pulse on the streets.
Do your research, Chuck. Come on, know your audience. What else we got? NFL. Yeah. Giants are still winless, 0-3, so.
New York.
There we go.
Gotta love New York.
Gotta love New York.
Don't love Tennessee, though. Shout out to the Titans for COVID cases.
Yeah, no. Giving the Steelers a week 4 bye week now.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Damn.
Like it was an issue anyway.
Bro, it's like, just think. This is a week like somebody could have got really hurt, and now they won't.
I guess, but now we have 13 straight games after this.
When was y'all's bye before?
8.
Damn. Sucks, doesn't it?
And yeah.
I have no pity.
Somebody has like week 6 or something like that. Y'all be all right.
I have no pity for you, Chuck.
Week 6 bye. You be all right.
Does anyone ever have a week 4 bye week?
No.
I don't think
but
so.
Well, I don't care.
The Steelers and the Titans do.
Yeah, the Steelers and Titans do.
I guess so, yeah.
So, you expect a pity party from us? No.
I mean, at least Cody. Definitely not you.
No.
Why for me?
Yeah, Cody's not here to save you.
Well, because you're a Giants fan, you wouldn't understand.
Yeah. I don't. That's exactly the point. Like, I don't care. Whatever happens to the Steelers, I don't care. If Big Ben tears his ACL completely off,
okay.
I don't care.
See, now you're trying to speak things into existence now.
I'm not speaking. I hope it doesn't happen. But if it does, I'm going to be like, oh, man.
Honestly,
not Big Ben.
I wouldn't mind it just because we're probably going to get a young quarterback in the draft.
Not if y'all keep doing good like this.
Did y'all have Josh Dobbs?
Yeah,
we just got him back, actually.
His ugly self.
I mean, I hope he plays.
Oh, man.
Josh Dobbs is solid.
We haven't seen him play much yet. He's only thrown one pass.
Was it complete?
Yeah.
100% completion?
Was it complete, or are you just capping?
I'm pretty sure. Either that, or, I mean, he's taken more, probably, but I'm not sure yet. I know for a fact he threw a pass to the Steelers, though.
Okay. All right, now. You ready to take another L in fantasy this week?
Oh, my God.
From who?
From me.
In what league?
Yours.
Oh, I don't really care too much about it. But I think I'll beat you.
Now he doesn't care.
Go ahead, AP. Talk about your comeback.
No.
I had one of the best comebacks I've ever seen in fantasy. Ever. Let me tell you what the score was going into Sunday night.
Oh, yeah. Let him know.
The score.
Yeah, the screenshot.
No, Chuck had a cool 190. Almost
best score almost I've ever had.
Almost 200 points, and I had 70 going into Sunday night. And your boy roared back.
Oh my God, bro.
I had Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, and the Chiefs kicker. And they did it for me. I won by like 3 points.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be saying all this if Chuck didn't come at me
bro,
sideways.
That is so cap. I don't think Chuck didn't say anything. I don't
yes,
think.
He did. He said, AP, are you sweating? And then that's when you said pause. And he said, are you sweating over this fantasy game? And I said, that's when I said,
am I perspiring?
Am I perspiring? No. These fools couldn't make me sweat. And so I roared back. Look at Jit was all confident. He said, yeah, I'm at 190 to 70.
Chuck, were you confident that you
yes, won? I was confident. Yeah, I was confident. Back from that.
Yeah, me. That's who.
Alvin Kamara really want to bust out back. Almost a 45-point game.
Yes, sir. And Alvin was jogging. But the thing is, he didn't do a rushing.
Yeah. I know. He did it all catching.
All
bro,
catching.
The Packers cannot tackle.
My man was literally jogging.
Bro missed four tackles, dog.
Oh, man. It felt good. It felt good to have Chuck have all that confidence.
And you just and wanted to tear down his confidence.
And I just tore it down.
Wow.
And I'm going to do it again this week.
Oh, my God.
That in his own league.
Whatever. That sounds so bad.
That's why AP is always preying on my demise. League.
That's why I'm always building Chuck up.
See, that's why exactly. I don't understand why you came at me. You came at me. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say if I lost and he didn't say I was like, you know, good game, Chuck. Good
oh,
week.
Oh my God.
But he had to come at me all kind of sideways. Talk about are you sweating?
He said,
what?
Am I perspiring?
Me? Get out of town. So that yeah. Sorry, anyway. Chuck. Had to be done. Mm. That was my revenge for the Steelers-Giants game.
Whatever.
I had it pinned on the wall.
Hey, but Chuck still got some body armors, though.
Yeah, you got body armors, yeah.
I collected them last night.
Did you finish the one at Hokies?
Not the fantasy win, though.
AP got to bank on fantasy wins because, you know.
That's all I got.
Giants can't
win. Yeah, Giants can't win. Yeah, I understand. We lost to the 49ers fourth string. Damn near.
Yeah, did you accept my trade yet?
You sent another one?
I said check inbox.
Earlier I was at work.
It's okay, Cody. I know he's a Giants fan, so he's really bank on this.
Yeah, you know his
losing to Chuck.
His whole like city is trash.
Not the Yankees.
At everything except
they
baseball.
Won last night.
Wait, did y'all win last night?
Yes.
Okay.
What was it? 10-9.
Yep. We came back. So.
But y'all are already up.
Yeah, we're up.
Actually, we were down 0-4. Came back.
Oh yeah, the grand slam.
Went up 6-4. Then we were 8-6. Then it was 8-8. And then 8-9. And then 9-9. Then 10-9. So we took out the Indians.
Whoa!
Come on. Now we play the Rays.
Whoa!
So, and the Yankees had a typo and said we play San Diego. So I put that on my story.
Okay.
Because I was like, but then I found out we play the Rays, and I was like, got to delete my Instagram story now.
Looking like a damn fool.
After everybody already saw it, but whatever, it's all good. Moving on, presidential debate happened when? Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was, like apparently it was a car wreck.
Very much so.
I did not see it. I saw highlights on YouTube, and it was definitely a car wreck. Yeah. Not much of a debate.
It's embarrassing.
It was basically two people interrupting each other constantly.
Yeah.
Not listening to the moderator.
Oh, my God. It was
tough.
Embarrassing.
Dude.
Yeah, a lot of people were just saying if I wanted to, like, watch two people fight, I'd just do something else.
Yeah. It was a lot of... Bro, I've never heard a president cuss so much.
He cursed?
Yeah, he was like quoting something, but he's cursed before. He said something about stupid bastards, and I was like, yo, fail.
And like, I guess the moderator asked Trump about his comments on white supremacy, and he kind of like just dodged it completely.
The classic deflection.
So, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? These two bozos can't even debate properly.
Man.
I've never seen so many like tweets in one time about like, we need younger presidents now.
That's what's fact. The age? The age limit's
like 40.
40 something?
40 or 50 or something.
Hey Siri.
Like that.
What's the age limit for a president?
Okay. I found this on the web for what's the age limit for a president. Check it out.
I would have been like minimum age.
She said, look it up.
Pretty much. She said, I'm not going to tell you.
You're going to click a link.
35. You have to be at least 35.
What?
Really? Yeah.
I thought it was like 45.
Yeah, we need younger presidents, bro.
Yeah. Tell Pops.
Pops for president?
Pops for president 2024.
Pops for prez.
PFP. Hold it down. No, but what are we going to do, dude?
You should run for president.
I'm too young.
No, it's like a lot of...
I don't want to look like Abe Lincoln.
Nah.
Have you seen the picture of like him when he first became president and then after his presidency?
He was dead.
No, like...
That is what ended his presidency. He got smoked in the back of the head, G.
Yeah, honestly. He was just trying to catch a flick with his old lady.
That's what ended his presidency.
I know. Hold on.
Did you see a picture of him after his presidency?
He was
in the dirt.
In the dirt.
A better example would have been like what Obama looked like before he went in and then after. Like,
yeah, my dog had the grays.
Yeah, those 8 years really put a number on him.
Oh. My dog was scratching.
I'm going to show you the picture. If it freaking loads.
Bro, it's a picture of him getting smoked in the back of the head. Cody. I know y'all seen that picture.
I saw multiple films.
Okay. Yo, he looks more like an ape than anything.
That's at the beginning and then towards the end, I guess.
I mean, I feel like that does it to every president that's gone in office.
My dog looked rough.
Rough.
He said, I got to end slavery and they're just going to put me on a penny.
No, but I think it's a lot of problems with like presidency nowadays because one party's blaming the other and then nothing really gets done. If you think like the Democrats would be like, oh, it's the Republicans doing this, and the Republicans be like, it's the damn Democrats, and it's like, yep. There's nothing. It's like it's not really gonna get anything accomplished.
Any if you're just gonna
keep blaming the other side.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that'll ever happen, G.
I know how we preach to be united in America, but why do we have two parties?
That's the exact thing I'm saying. Like, it's fucked from the start because, like, it's literally two parties and you pick a side. So, mm-hmm. That's not very united at all, but.
And I can just tell, like, all the other countries are just laughing at us.
Gotta be.
We just look stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, really surprised that, like, nobody's attacked this yet.
Yeah.
Just from, like, this all, like, I mean, civil unrest and, like, just unrest everywhere. I'm surprised, like, knock on wood on whatever, but. I'm surprised, like, nobody's just like, yo, they
pulled up.
They can't even, they turned against each other, so now they're divided, so now we just gonna pull up and just, ba-boom.
See, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, nobody's touching America in
yeah,
that sense.
I know that.
So
but that's part of the problem, honestly.
It's like, if somebody tried that, America would be like, oh, hold on, let's put this to the side real quick, take care of you, and then we back to arguing with each other. That's pretty much how it's gonna be.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that.
He said, really? You
then that's the only times
while I'm busy
somebody
here.
Want to feel united.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, and then they just go.
Just like on some 9/11 shit, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
It was some turmoil, blah, blah, blah. And then 9/11 happened, and now we all singing Kumbaya. Not for everybody, though. Like, for, like, Muslim American people, then that was, like, the anti, like, oh, this dude has a turban on, he must be a terrorist kind of things.
So. Yeah, that's when that started.
It wasn't always like that for everybody.
Something bad happens, and we're united for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And then it's back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, too much has been going on lately, but the two people we have to choose for president for the next 4 years are two breadcrumbs.
You know what they say.
Too many breadcrumbs.
Nah, but
oh.
It's like there's always three sides to every story, your side, their side, and the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of like Democrats and Republicans, like, I feel like the betterment for everybody is somewhere in the middle. But it'll never be that way because
too people, much pride.
It's too much that, and it's like it's too much politics, and yeah, it's like money, and, you know, these Ooh. People pay us, so now we got to, like, appease them. And
who's really pulling the strings?
I don't know. That's where you ask Dave. He'll open your third eye and put you in there.
The lizard people?
Yeah.
Out of that are just really rich white people.
You think he'll answer his phone?
Yeah.
call him. Let me call you.
Speaking of, or going like off track a little bit to like 9/11, I know somebody that knew like, or had a friend that was like Middle Eastern, and his birthday was on 9/11, and like he said that he'd go out to like bars and stuff to celebrate and stuff, and people would just look at him thinking he's like celebrating 9/11 like that, and I thought that was just kind of funny, but it's fucked up.
Sheesh.
Hey, yeah. Bud, can you talk?
It was going like that for everybody. We got Dave on the line?
He can't talk.
So why he pick up?
We're going to ask you who's really pulling the strings in America.
Look at your face.
But since you can't talk, then I guess we'll see.
I think he gets off
later.
At like 10. He gets off in like 2 minutes.
You get off in 2 minutes?
Yes.
Blink 2 times if you're going to be off.
What does that mean?
I think he gets off in 2 minutes. So.
Okay, all right.
All right. See ya. That was pointless. You can't talk, so. Whatever. Where were we?
Someone on 9/11 and the big wigs in America.
Yeah.
Who really runs
the world?
Who are they? Do you think it's like one supreme like world leader?
Mm-mm. But to be honest, I don't think like we'll never ever find out, so I don't really stress it.
No, we're not. We'll never find out.
You know how, like people say like there's like a lot of rich people out there that just don't have any like famous publicity. It's probably like those like really big higher up people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like probably like people richer than like Amazon and Apple and
stuff. But what like kills me is like we're all gonna die, and like money has like no value once we're dead.
Unless there's like some hidden, that whatever, we're going down.
I mean,
the
yeah, like
let's okay. do it. If there's like some hidden like technology shit that prevents you from dying, or
yeah, but for what? Like, if like the whole human race gets wiped out and you're still alive, like what good is that money?
That's true.
I mean, unless you're one of those people that have enough money to like hire people to do like special work like that, like find me. Or make something that'll help me live forever, or whatever.
Help you live forever, not them.
They don't care about other people.
Yeah, I mean, if they got enough bands, they'll just throw it at them, like, hey, make this work.
I don't know, it don't make no sense to me. Like, it's people, like, backstabbing people for money, and it's like, bro, like, we're not going to be here forever.
That money not going with you when you die.
No, like, they don't take a U-Haul to the funeral home.
Nope.
So it's like,
crazy people don't have that mindset, though.
I don't know why, because like that makes the most sense to me. Because like, bro, like out here killing people for money, and it's all for money, and you don't believe in like this just because of money, and it's like, bro, like who? Like it's not gonna matter if we're all dead. So it's like, why care about it? You're like, why stress it?
That's true. I feel like you wouldn't find out the truth about anything, like the who's really running the world and shit. Unless you, like, found out by accident. You, like, accidentally stumbled on something and it just revealed everything. Like, you weren't even trying. And then you're just like, oh, shit. And then, like, now you know.
Now you're
so dead. We got to kill you. And you're like, well, I... Okay, I'm... I didn't mean to find it.
I didn't mean to find it.
I just stumbled on it.
But honestly, I feel crazy. Like that's the truth. Like, if you ever did, like, stumble on, like, information like that, like, you'd be...
You're
like,
done. Quick. You're done. Sniper already.
But how, like, why? Like, why is that, why is that grounds for being killed if you find out, like...
Because you know too much.
It's like...
And you're a threat.
It's like when people talk about, like, there's actually a cure for cancer out there.
I believe there is.
There is.
Yeah, but but people don't want to, like, put it out there for the public because there's more money in, like, treatment.
It's a business. Yeah. The doctors have to get paid and nurses have to get paid. They're not going to get paid if there's no people to treat.
Yeah, that's like saying so, like we cure all diseases ever. Then there's like no need for doctors almost.
Yeah, there's cure. I believe personally there's cures for everything.
Yeah.
It's just they're not going to use them because it's a business. And it's ridiculous, but here we are. Someone's got to get paid.
Yeah.
There's always someone benefiting off another person.
I'm curious. Like, I wish I could ask, like, a doctor, like, yo, would you want there to be a cure for, like, cancer? And see what they say. And I'm like, if there's a cure for cancer, you're out of a job. So,
there'd be I think they're called oncologists, or they're like right. the cancer doctors, but like just your regular like checkup doctor or like surgeon or whatever. I mean, they're still gonna have jobs because somebody's always gonna get hurt, and you know somebody's always gonna need like surgery and stuff for that, like that. But I believe like there's like a fine balance, just like what we were talking about. You know, Thanos snapping his hand. Like if half the world was like that, would that be better for everybody? Because like if you have all these people living forever, and you know we got all like we're still like running out of resources and all that. So it's like maybe it's a good thing. Like you know I hate to say it, but maybe it's a good thing people are dying because like. That's just one less mouth to feed because there's, like, population 10 more coming. Control,
so. Yeah. Yeah, in that sense, yeah.
Supposedly, that's actually, like, a real thing. Like, other countries, like...
And that honestly makes sense. Like, I'm not even... I hate to say it, but that just makes sense. Because there's too many people out here.
Overpopulation is a real thing.
Especially in China. That's why, they like, you can't have girls in China.
Well, that's why, so, like, they regulate, like, births and stuff. Like, you have to, like, literally make a form through their government. Like, hey, can we have a kid?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't want to, yes.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see what a doctor would say, or like someone who treats a certain disease or whatever. Like, if that would you want that disease to be gone? Because if it is, you're out of a job.
Facts.
Like, what? I want to know your opinion. Like, I'm really curious as to what they would say. So
and it all comes down to money.
Yeah, I might have to ask them. Find a doctor or something.
Dope. Yeah, that'd be a dope question
to ask. You should get a doctor on the show and ask.
Do you know a doctor?
I don't know a doctor.
I know a doctor.
I mean, I know my doctor.
Mr. What's his name to do the physicals?
And Dr. Alada?
Oh, my God.
But he doesn't treat, like, I mean, still.
You talking about, like, a specialized.
Yeah, like, someone who treats, like, cancers or, like, Crohn's disease and stuff like that. Like, amnesia. Not amnesia. But, what's it called?
Dementia?
Yes, that's what it is. Dementia and all that stuff. Like, I want to talk to someone who treats that. Like, if that's gone, like, would you want that to be gone? Because you
got
to work.
You got the job, homie.
So, is it really, I mean, it's is it all about the money or what? Like,
yeah.
That's a good question, though.
It's going to be a fine balance somewhere.
Yeah. So.
We kind of get deep down there for a second.
Yeah.
I like it.
Y'all still with us? Yeah. Y'all still with us?
They still with us?
Knock on wood if you hear them. That's what John Goodman said. Knock on wood, baby.
I'm here. They're here. They know. What else we got? Nothing?
Why don't we talk to him about the new segment we're going to be doing soon with movies?
Oh, that's the segment on the show?
Oh, I think.
I mean, we could just talk about it, like, because we'll probably bring it up next week.
It's a good idea for others to have.
Yeah, we can do it. So, in our group chat... we are doing like, it's like a book club, but it's with movies. So every week, one of us is going to recommend a movie for the others to watch. We all watch it. And then on that day, so we started on a Wednesday. So yesterday was technically the last day to watch it. Everybody watched it. Chuck hasn't finished it yet, so we can't talk about it. But the first movie was recommended by Dave. It's called Prisoners. It's got a
very star-studded cast.
It's got Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, Terrence Lawrence.
No, it's Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Man, this ain't right, man.
Man, they took my kid, man. This ain't right, man. I'm not going to do this, man. and a couple others.
Viola Davis.
Yeah.
She ugly cries.
The dude from... 13 Reasons. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Clay Jensen.
Yeah. So don't say anything about it, Cody, because Chuck hasn't seen it yet. He hasn't finished it yet, so.
Well, since I don't know too much about the movie, it's it has Jake Gyllenhaal as a police officer and Hugh Jackman and who's the other dude's name? I don't know it.
Terrence Howard.
They lose their child. They get abducted, and they try to figure this out.
Spoilers. It's kind of late, but...
I mean, it's kind of like the plot to it, but...
Yeah.
I'll say this. I was underwhelmed.
Stop it.
It was. I was
you were
like,
no, you weren't underwhelmed. No, I'm not going to say anything.
The last 30 minutes
I'm not going to say anything.
If you guys would like, please watch the movie.
Watch the movie.
And then...
Yeah, we might as well include it in the show. It'd be a weekly movie. So, this week, I have the movie. And I'm going to announce it here. And I'll text it in the group chat as well. Is on Hulu, and we talked about it on the show. It's Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh my God.
What? You don't want to watch
it? There's like five of those.
It's Mission, the newest one. I'm not saying watch all of them. Just the, Mission the Impossible one? Fallout. Yep.
Okay.
That's on Hulu as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just to let you know, Prisoners is also on.
Prisoners on Hulu as well. So every week we'll tell you guys what the movie is for the week for us, where you could find it, and all that jazz. And hopefully review it real quick on the show. But this week, Chuck hasn't finished it yet. So I guess we'll review it next week as long as Mission Impossible. So, yeah.
Bet. Mission Impossible.
Fallout.
Gotcha.
Tom Cruise, Henry Cavill. The whole.
I'm more of a James Bond guy, but.
The whole crew.
He'll do.
Shaken, but not stern.
I like, what's his name?
Pierre Garçon?
No, the dude that plays 007. I forgot his name.
I don't know his name. I forget too.
Smooth Cat.
So, let me see that.
Hold on. What are you doing?
Melting Pot?
Oh.
Yeah.
Bryson Tiller's coming out later on tonight. Actually, today, when y'all hear this.
It will be out today, yeah.
And then, hold on. Let's see if you move this, it's going to fuck up.
Also, I just found out about this today. Did you guys know that we're supposed to have two full moons this month? So I guess like there's one either tonight or tomorrow. I kind of looked up in the sky. It looked mostly full. And then we should be having one around Halloween or maybe even on Halloween. It's like a blue moon.
Ooh. Spooky werewolves.
Are we doing anything for Halloween?
Nah.
Social distancing, duh.
Not really.
Okay.
Maybe I was going to be a refrigerator. I was going to be a refrigerator, and Michaela was going to be the appliance director.
Oh, my God. She's going to hit you. She said, well, you bought direct. You paid too much.
Oh, no. No, I was going to be the guy with the eye patch, and I was going to have her be like a washing machine.
Bro, do you know the story of how you got the eye patch?
No, I don't. I feel like I did, but. How did he get the iPad?
What's the little Asian dude?
Yeah. He used to.
Oh. I was going to say, I don't remember an eye patch at all.
You got to look it up.
Okay. In the box.
Huh?
That's what he always says.
Oh, yeah. In the box.
Scratch and dent.
Yeah, so I was going to be him, and then Michaela was going to be like a washing machine, but I was like, nah, it'd be better if I'm like a refrigerator, and she's the appliance direct lady. But we're not going to do it anymore, because COVID ruined it for everybody, but. Anyways, let's get into the melting pot. Jeez.
Yeah, I know it.
Hey. All right, we're going to try again. Time! All right.
You gotta cut
that out.
Huh? You got to cut that out.
I'll fix it.
All right.
Yeah.
How do you have that saved, by the way? Like that one audio every time.
Are we keeping this in there, too?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right, you got it.
Yeah. It's just on the laptop, uploaded on iTunes. iTunes is connected to my phone, so then it shows up in my music. Chuck, you're up first, bro.
My melting pot pick would probably be my grandmother. She's recently deceased as of like a year ago, and we're going to go actually go visit her in a few weeks. Well, have a memorial for her in a few weeks. Mm. So shout out.
R.I.P. Grandma.
R.I.P. Grandma. R.I.P. another goat.
Yeah.
I will go next. I'm just going to the only positive team that I have in New York right now. So shout out to the New York Yankees. We won our first series in the playoffs. And so that's good.
Yeah, y'all really need it.
And hopefully we keep going. We get championship number 28.
Cap.
Mm-hmm. You work at Lids?
How's that cap?
I don't know.
Not if the Chicago Cubs got something to say about it.
If they make it.
They're like third. They got the third seed. Or the third seed.
I just know we play the Rays next, so. Shout out to the Yankees.
My pick is Bryson Tiller. It's been a long time coming. Mm-hmm. You know, he's overcome some hate from his last album, which I thought was pretty good.
Hate? I that's the first I'm hearing about it. I thought it was pretty good as well.
He's probably going to get some clout. He's got a song with Drake on there.
The second one?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know there was hate on it.
Yeah, it was all, they're like, yo, this isn't trap soul. I was like, let the man work.
Bryson Tiller got heat?
I don't know why.
See, go ahead, Chuck.
I was going to say, I don't know why everyone, like, when they like one album from an artist, like, when they get on the scene, they want that same thing every time.
Yeah, that blows me.
That's what I was going to say. If you stay the same, they say you're stale and you're boring.
Yeah.
But then when you switch up, they're like, why are you switching up? Why are you not doing the same stuff?
Like, yeah, you were good how you started off. I mean,
it is what it is. I like Bryson Tiller, so. Yeah. Cody used to look like Bryson Tiller. And he lost his hair.
That's big bro. Hey, you see how he wear the hat backwards, too?
Yeah, he losing it, too.
I said, man.
Man, take us out, Cody. You got it.
You got it. All right, now. So we, hold on, let me get the music
on. That means you got to do the music and the outro?
Yeah.
The pressure.
Pressure, y'all. This was thrown on me. I ain't gonna lie.
Chuck had it last week.
Yeah, right. I mean, it threw me off guard.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought a curveball, a screwball, knuckleball.
Man, whatever.
Can't you throw a
knuckleball? Four-seam. Hell no, I can't pitch for shit.
All right. Well, we appreciate y'all for listening on this episode.
Yep.
Episode big 3-7.
3-7.
We hope that y'all stay safe out here.
Stay safe.
Wash your hands. Wear a mask if you can.
Wear it.
You know, stay safe out there. Love one another.
Love.
Love and respect one another.
Respect it.
AP ad-lib.
I'm going to do the ad-libs next time.
For sure.
You know, thanks for tuning in once again. And, okay, I'm sick of this thing.
Straight up.
Oh, my
man,
God.
Man, close this thing out, bro.
If y'all would let me talk.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, y'all, for listening. Tune in next week. Got some more fire for y'all. You know, be active. If we ask a poll, nothing like that. If you want to reach out, say something, talk your shit.
Yeah, please be active.
Come on, you know, talk to the Twitters and the Instagrams. Follow us on Instagram.
Melt the Chocolate Pod.
Melt the Pod. Charles Labosco. Any underscores on that one? No?
Something like that. That's all good.
Yep, AP underscore Flacco underscore.
AP Flacco.
Okay.
Yeah,
AP Flacco.
Yeah.
All right, and then yours truly, OH underscore Jody.
Yep.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Once again, have a safe week, and we'll catch y'all next time.
It's getting cold in Florida.
Cozy season, man. See the shoulder work from Chuck.
I missed it.
The shoulders.
Chuck had the shoulders.
Okay, bye. Yeah.